Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Everything's week to week. Can't go big picture and say it's the rest of the year.
But let's be honest, we're going day to day on this.
We're going day to day. If he tweaks a hammy today, Jameis is back, baby. So let's hope he doesn't. Let's see what he can do. I guess that's where we are. But if the Browns are looking ahead, we are too. And we're looking ahead at the roster that has been so heavily criticized so long, and that's, I understand it. You know, you're sitting here at the record you have right now. Yuck, that's not working. Nobody expected to be 3-11, but that's where you are. So we're looking ahead.
Okay.
And I think we're going to have an interesting conversation about this, because my guess is we kind of disagree on some things.
Really?
Take a look at this roster.
Okay.
Who must be back next year?
Must?
Who do you... It's not like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Who must be back next year? And I think you have to be realistic with saying who must, because I think there are some situations and some positions where guys must be back.
Okay.
And let's start with the offense.
Okay.
At quarterback.
No.
Who must be back?
Nobody.
I agree completely.
Oh, same page. Nice.
Nobody must be back. Now, from a financial standpoint, it's likely that Deshaun Watson is back. Okay. We all understand that. But man, if they could figure out a way to get out from under that contract and to move on. Bingo. So there. That's why I think, Andy, nobody must be back at the quarterback position. Nobody. Jameis didn't show you enough, often enough. DTR, even if he shows you a ton, doesn't have to be back. And certainly Bailey Zappe. We're in complete agreement on that.
100% complete agreement on that.
Here comes the debate. Who must be back at running back?
Nick Chubb must be back at running back next year. They just need to figure out that they've got so much bad PR going on right now. And, you know, I'm not saying that you're expecting him to be your feature back next year. I don't have letting Nick Chubb just walk. It's not a good look for this organization. I'm not saying this is based on talent. This is based on everything. And I know roster spots are hard to have in the NFL, but he's done it. And I would also say that Jerome Ford needs to be back next year. You might be able to upgrade, but I don't know. I like the way he's kind of escalated.
He had one run.
No, I mean, he's been playing pretty good all season.
All right. He had one run that caught everybody's attention, and it should. I don't think any of these running backs have to be back next year. And it pains me to say that about Nick Chubb. The
you don't see the PR responsibility there?
No. What the best PR this team can have is about 11 or 12 wins. And I think the world of Nick, he's one of the best Browns players that we've ever seen. And I don't think that's overstating it. He's one of the best Browns players we've ever seen. This team has always has a great history of running backs, and he's in that. Think about it. Marion Motley, Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly, Mike and Greg Pruitt, Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, Nick Chubb.
Dino Hall.
I think that these guys are, I think there's a very select group, but a very strong group. I don't think any of these guys need to be back. I just don't think they have to be. Okay. And I say that about Nick because two really devastating knee injuries. So far, he's not the back that he was. And now he's out for the year with a broken foot.
I still think you got to stick it out one more year with him.
I wouldn't mind that, Andy. I really wouldn't mind that. But I don't think you have to bring him back next year. Ryan has moved from where were you last? You were in Michigan. Now you're in Gulf Shore in Pensacola, Florida.
You got it, man. I tell you, I said, hey, put me in the South during these winter seasons. And I got moving and grooving Monday in the Huntsville, Alabama, moving to South. All of Florida, man. I'm pumped.
But are you driving all these places or are you flying all these places?
Both. I mean, we have three work trucks, but I digress on myself. I'll be back in Columbus for that game Saturday night and possibly the Browns in Cincy. Driving back towards Alabama.
Nice.
Anyway, man, I tell you, these dudes obviously have to figure out what to do to make the rest of the season meaningful, man. I really, you know, I mean, you throw your hands up and say, well, what is there? Don't get injured. Nick Wilson last night said something like he doesn't want Myles Garrett to play the rest of the season. And I'm kind of in agreement. At the same time, you can't just play scared for next year. That is just horrifying, especially when you're trying to showcase to the fan base, which we are, that they give a darn. You know, they want to win these games. It's just so sad of a season. Obviously, it's a beating a dead horse, so I won't even go on that. It's just that what do we have moving forward? Again, DTR, I think we already know what we have in him. He's truly a second to third string type of quarterback. He's a great utility guy. He is far from a starter, man, as much as I really like him. Watching him grow up just in high school and college, and just same thing with Brian Hoyer. I want them to succeed, but, man, I want the Browns to win first and foremost. And he is not the guy, even though I want him as a backup. And, again, it's just what do we do moving forward, Jeff and Andy, with making the season meaningful? And, again, I really don't know. I'm fearful of just that injury bug that we keep getting hit with, and it's like we have nothing left to play for at the same time. Is there backups that should showcase themselves? And I'm assuming DTR is the forefront guy. Let's see what he can do. Is this a real deal type of player? Is he transitioning? Is there something he learned along the way that can showcase that, hey, this could be the guy, which I highly doubt. With that being said, man, I want him to succeed. I just don't feel he's the guy. I really feel, Jeff, you alluded to a couple of days ago, guys out there like Carson Wentz, and, you know, just different players, a plethora of different guys out there, Fields. Man, they really need to succeed and get a left tackle. And I think this next season, really, we're just going to jump right back in there and fight, scratch, and claw for a solid playoff spot. But with that being said, guys, go Browns, I guess. A great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan. Keep safe travels to you. Nobody at quarterback needs to be back. Andy and I agree. Andy thinks Nick Chubb, maybe Jerome Ford. I don't think you need to bring back any of the running backs. How about wide receivers? I do think Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman definitely need to be back on this team next year. Everybody else at wide receiver, if something were to happen, okay. I think Elijah Moore's done a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeudy, yep, he's under a contract that's doable. And I think Cedric Tillman has shown some real potential. Those guys need to be back on this team.
Yeah, I don't have an argument. I mean, I could sit here and tell you that I want to see Jamari Thrash come back, but if he's not, it wouldn't shock me. Elijah Moore is an interesting case.
He is, isn't he?
He's interesting because he'd be on the bubble.
He's looked much better with Jameis. So hopefully he looks much better with DTR as well. but I think Judy and Tillman. So what does this tell us? And at tight end, David Njoku needs to be back. Other than that, nobody. So to me, Andy, think about that.
I don't have a problem with Jordan Akins, too.
I mean, no, I don't have a problem with him, but if he's not back, they're going to go get somebody else.
Yeah,
Jordan's done a fine job.
Like Whitehart's done a nice job, too. He's been okay.
So of the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, I think three guys need to come back. I said from the beginning of the year, I thought the skill position talent on this team was a little light. And the end of the season does nothing but reaffirm that thought to me. Andy likes, he wants Nick Chubb back and maybe Jerome Ford.
I think there's a PR standpoint there. I mean, we didn't even talk about the line. So.
Well, we're going to right now.
Okay.
You're not going to like this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I want your thoughts.
Okay.
I'll leave you with this. 216-474-0092. I think every member of the alleged starting offensive line, that means DeJuan Jones at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Every guy who is considered a starter on the offensive line needs to be back next year.
Oh, everybody.
I'll explain it.
Wow.
Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.